Oh.
I'm back, baby.
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, double hand clap.
What's up, niggas?
What up?
Alive.
What's up, everybody? This is the Not Out for Debate podcast, episode 111.
Mm-hmm.
111. It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's few and far in between, but still a lot.
Hey, we still cranking. Yeah, we still cranking. Like that's what it come down to. We ain't giving up.
But as you can see, J-Ro is here. Easy is here. Joey's here. I'm here. Who wants to start? Mental health checks.
Well, shit, I guess I've been going the longest. Let me start. I was gonna
you
start
act
anyway.
Like you don't.
No,
you
let, Hood, no let Hood start because this is start. Hood hasn't started in like forever.
I
or never.
Started,
yeah, yeah, never. Yeah, never, never, never.
You started off.
I'm sorry, J-Ro.
Yeah.
I don't want to piss
new
no more.
Sheriff in town. That's right. What happened. You actually on probation.
Yeah.
You on a 90-day probation.
Yeah.
Work, man.
If you didn't know, like you on a 90-day probation.
90?
Yeah.
That's bad. I came off the 180. 90's good.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah, off the 180. It's a light suspension. Well, not suspension, probation.
But I'm good. Everything's good. Kids is good. Kenzie's good. House is good. Work is work. Nothing really going on there. Am I missing anything? I mean, nothing like real exciting is happening in my life. Y'all know I'm not really into anything at the moment. Just living. Surviving,
surviving,
I should say.
Yeah,
I should say. Not really living. That's what that's
what we're trying to get to.
That's what I'm trying to get to. I haven't really been living, Jay, bro. So overall I'm okay. I'm at like a 80%.
Go ahead, Easy.
I'm going last, man.
Nah,
you don't want no smoke. Nah, I mean daughter turned 4.
Hey,
so,
happy birthday.
That's definitely big, man.
They start getting real sassy at 4.
What? Wake up and tell me what I'm gonna do for the day.
Word
like
up.
Every time. So
yeah.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing, man. Like I'm still shocked. Like I got a daughter that's 4. Like
yeah,
still crazy
word.
To me, man.
Man,
so.
Imagine when you got one that's 12 or 15, like Hood.
But besides that, man, been doing like been reading a lot, man. Reading this book called Unfuck Yourself.
Okay.
Real book.
Okay.
But just like a lot of self-development, man. Like a lot of things that are keeping me from my goals. I'm cutting out. Been doing the weight room. You feel me? Just trying to get better at some things. So that's pretty much it. Peak season, so you know how that goes.
Yeah,
how that goes. Two hours of sleep and back to work for like the next 3 months. So
till the holidays is done.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Want me to go next?
Yeah, you can go.
So, I guess it's been like a whirlwind for me, man. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I got baptized. What was it? But it's been 2 weeks now.
Hit the applause.
Yeah. I got baptized. So I made it. Yeah. I had never, it's crazy because like I grew up in church and I was never baptized before.
No.
Like, nah. I was never baptized. So like, and I was like one of the only kids that had never went through the process. So. So it was big for me. It really was no reason I never did it.
Right.
But you know, I just kept getting pulled like so much weird stuff was I don't want to call it weird. Not weird. But so much stuff was happening that was telling me like you need to go a different direction. Like life was heavy. And then one day I just like prayed in the shower. I remember like yesterday. I prayed in the shower, like God come into my house, like straight up. Pick Aiden up from daycare. I was down in the basement. I wish I keyed it up so I could play the song. Never heard him sing this song before. I posted it on Instagram. Never heard him sing this song before. He's never sung it again, singing this gospel song. Like, I'm like, wow, like, that's weird. And then I was watching a video. Bible verse came up, Jeremiah 29:11. Like, man, you know, kind of stuck with me. Get home, check the mail. Some random person. It just says to neighbor. Like, they was driving around, like, getting addresses, neighbor. And the note is actually right there, but it basically, it references that Bible verse. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man. So I was just like that. The next morning, I was like, I hit my dad up. And he was like, I was like, I'm trying to get baptized. Like, God was just telling me, like, it's time. So, and then here we are, man. It's a great feeling. Like I'm still a work in progress. Like, people like, oh, what you gonna be all godly now? Like, I've been on God. Like, really, when you think about it, if you if you just, even what we talk about, like, even in here, like, we've been on God. We always talk about God. We always talk about church. Like, yeah, it always referenced back to that. So it's just like, I got to the point to where I knew he was always there. I knew I always believed in it. But because of society, I had stopped talking about it like God, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people want to talk about the universe. They want to say, oh, it's the universe. Well, who created the universe, right? A higher power. What's a higher power? God. Mm-hmm. We talk about energy. What's energy? Never be created, never be destroyed, always present. That's God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But people just want to talk about it a different way, and it's because, like I think religion ruined the way people feel about God, or ruined the way people feel about a higher power, mm-hmm. like the church itself, just the way that it operates. I think it ruined a lot of people, like, that you, like, we grew up in church, but I know I ain't the only one that's got away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think, like, certain, just the way that the church is perceived, like, pull people away from that. But I'm like, it ain't about me in the church or me and anybody in the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my little spill. Other than that, everything is great.
Good.
On you, J-Bro.
Yeah. Like, we got a fifth hoose?
Oh, man. Nothing. I've been sick for maybe about a month now. Damn. It feels like it's just a cough. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
But I'm all right for the most part. Been doing a YouTube thing. Mm-hmm. Got over 300 not too long ago.
Subscribe. Hand clap.
Yeah. Oh, so
yeah.
Still trying to get used to it. Still potty training my son.
That's a task.
Yeah, it is.
Man, he knows that he got to go. He just chooses not to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get over
that. You got to do the naked approach, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
The naked approach?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do.
It's a whole lot of cleanup.
Yeah, honestly,
okay.
I can say, and it's probably nothing to do with me at all. Like, other people did this, but I've been lucky with the first two. I had, like, no potty training issues. No wet in the bed, really issues like that. But I got one that's not there yet, so I want to like man, he might be terrible with it, but mm-hmm. but yeah, it's definitely not easy, J-Ro. Like mm-hmm. it's a long process.
Yeah,
yo, I actually got saved from this YouTube video, and it was like a song about potty training. My daughter kept watching it and watching it until it clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how we was taught stuff through songs and stuff like that. So maybe that.
Something
you might want to look into.
Yeah, but this new day and age music can be like trap potty songs.
Come on, man.
I've seen a few of those already.
Coco Melon got a potty training song, I think.
Yeah,
Coco
true.
Coco Melon got a little bit of everything.
Every time I turn around, it's a new season.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Yeah,
stop.
It's like they up to like 8 seasons now
because they got so much money.
Yeah, they cranking out.
They running it up. Yeah,
it's the same melody.
Same melody.
Taking most of the song,
taking old nursery rhymes. And flipping them joints.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, why I ain't think of that?
Throwing some new lyrics on there.
Word.
Yeah, but I was seeing something about that. Like, it was a guy on YouTube saying how you could just make easy money making YouTube videos, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But his hustle was making, like, the calming videos.
Okay,
He just had, like, a random background and have, like, some rain sounds in the background.
Word up.
And he was killing them, making, like, 20 grand a month off YouTube.
Because so many people do, like I don't even know if YouTube has blossomed to what it's really going to be. Like, I think it could be even bigger because, like, now I'm getting ready to cancel my Apple Music because in the gym and stuff, I don't even listen to music anymore. I watch YouTube. I don't watch YouTube. I listen to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the only thing is YouTube getting crazy with the ads, man.
Yeah.
They trying to get that $12, bro. They getting crazy with the ads.
It's because they're running out of space.
Yeah.
From
a business standpoint,
stuff.
I get it. Like, I ain't mad at you. You trying to get people to, you know, because it was $12 and you ad free or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
Yeah. But now they're gonna make you pay for 4K videos.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that either.
That's coming up.
Wow.
I used to have the YouTube premium, but I said, you know what? I'm not paying $20 a month just not to have ads.
Yeah.
Give me the ads back.
Yeah, I'm going to hit that skip button.
Yeah, I can wait the 10 seconds. But now it's like two ads back to back.
Apple just bumped their family plan up $2 a month.
Yeah.
$16.99.
Yeah. In every part of your life.
Mm-hmm. So Merk said his son did it. Shout out to Merk, by the way. He said, man, my son just did it on his own because he was pissing me off. He probably got tired of hearing that
word.
Shit. Like, man, I'm going to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember who potty trained Brody. I know he used to go to, like, daycares and things.
Yeah,
like
I know, so I know daycare
it
was.
It wasn't on us.
For, daycare really helped with Aiden for sure.
Now, this new one coming up, man, she's something else. I don't know what that's
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? She like me reincarnated.
Hey, be like that sometimes, man.
Yeah, she's something else. But where y'all want to start?
LeBron's greatest lies.
LeBron's greatest lies. I just drank all my drink already. So LeBron's greatest lies compilation. The internet reacts to a meme of LeBron and his alleged lies he's told over the years. So we, well, you guys watched it before I got here. I had caught it on somebody's Instagram page. And the funny, well, I won't say funny because it's not funny, but the reason that it blew up so big is because he was speaking about the Migos and how mm-hmm. he used to play their music in the locker room. Then Twitter was like, oh, well, the Migos weren't even out in the year right. that you're saying they were out. But yeah, somebody came to his defense and said that they were out. They just weren't on.
And I seen that too, and we actually Man. Talked about that. Is it likely?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's possible.
But it's possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say he has an ear for music. In 2010,
yeah.
he was still LeBron James.
Yeah.
So
he was younger.
Yeah. He would have been, what, two or three years in the league, mm-hmm. something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible, but is it likely?
Yeah.
I mean, if you young and upcoming, dang, my fault, got the dust,
yeah,
getting the dust off. But like, you would send your music to someone famous. Like, maybe he'll play like a second of it or like 10 seconds
right.
of it on a clip or whatever. Because I mean, that's what when we was doing Free music, promotion. You'll send it to
yeah.
you put it on your page, and then yeah, I mean, you send it out to celebrities like for promotions.
So. Yeah, and that's why I'm saying like it could have got to him. He like in the locker room one day after practice, or something like, oh, let me put this on, and it just was. Whether he liked it or not, whether he knew they was next, mm-hmm. like whether any of that portion of it. But I mean, he could have had it.
Did you see the pictures of him with the book?
Yeah, the pictures of the book is funny. But they've been making that joke for a minute. They said LeBron never gets off of page one.
Yeah.
But you see the video when she asked him about the Malcolm X book he was reading?
He
was all over the place, bro.
Definitely was not reading that book.
But you just see how much pressure it is, like, just to be in that position. Like, you just can't even be regular, you know what I mean? People got compilations of you lying about shit. But how was he supposed to answer this shit? Was he supposed to say, yo, man, I didn't even get to that part yet?
Right.
Like, how do you even answer
I would have told him, like, yo, why are you asking me these questions?
Right.
Like, I'm trying to play basketball. Basketball.
Now, that's the KD answer, but this is LeBron. You know, he looked at it in a certain light. You can't even answer the questions in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't even come off like that.
Yeah. But I thought that was funny. But how did you feel about his tribute to Takeoff? Like wearing the same suit and the same
chain. Oh, I ain't even see that.
Yeah, so it was a picture of Takeoff wearing a suit, like a nice black suit, white shirt, a black tie, and he had like the Jesus Peace chain on. And LeBron's idea of honoring him was wearing the same outfit to a game.
Oh, nah, I didn't even see that. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Of course, they chewed him up for that, too.
But
how did he get the same exact chain?
It was probably his chain.
Yeah, maybe it's the actual chain.
Yeah. I ain't see nothing wrong with it. I mean,
that's interesting.
Yeah, no clue, man.
Yeah, but I just wanted to look at the picture.
But I mean, he is LeBron James, so could he get the same chain in like a couple days?
That's what I said. But like
overnight,
you said, it could actually be that same one.
It could
too,
be the same chain.
Because he's LeBron James.
That's what I'm saying.
Could have got it off of the man's neck.
Word up.
But I just thought that compilation was funny. But did you guys see KD kind of shading LeBron in the interview?
Nah. I might have.
So the Nets and Lakers had a game LeBron didn't play due to injury. And they were asking KD about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, he wished he was out there.
Yeah, they have.
But he's glad that he didn't play because it was an easier win for
right,
him.
Right, right, right.
Then he goes and says, yeah, he's like the top 2, top 3 players.
Oh, I did see that.
Yes. What do you think about that? You think he was shading him, or was it a compliment at the same time?
No, I think it, in certain people's minds, it's the absolute truth. And I'm not mad at anybody that puts LeBron 2 or 3. We know that it's typically Jordan and LeBron, but there are other people that could be in that conversation.
True.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, you could call it shade, but I don't really think it's shade. I think it's truly how he feels.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has an opinion.
Man, how could you be mad at him just because he's
at it as a compliment, though? He's saying you were the top three of all time.
Yeah, right.
In a big game. Like, how many people have picked up a basketball?
It just makes me question who are the other two.
Well, it's got
to
be.
It would have to be out of like Mike, Kobe.
Mike, Kobe.
I hear a lot of Kobe.
Or
Magic.
Kobe's in my three.
What if he said himself? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nah. Now that would be shade. That would be shade.
That is a KD answer, though.
If he's saying that he's one, because, I mean, KD does feel like he don't get, he does feel like he don't get the respect that he deserves. Yeah. But at the same time, he's not in that conversation.
Do you think he gets the respect he deserves for what he does?
Not how he carried out his career.
Overall? Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Overall?
No, he was still a good player, but
I think he gets exactly what he deserves.
Yeah.
For how he went about his situation.
Oh, you mean okay.
Yeah, that's always going to be a stain on his career. Definitely with the caliber of player he is. Like, he was like top at the time. Like, you're the top three player in the league right now.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be a leader of the team. You failed the team. You went to Golden State that didn't need you. You win a ring, then you leave, and you don't get a ring.
And the thing is I think even more the problem is not just the Golden State move. The Golden State move is a blemish, right? Mm-hmm. But he's even trying to leave now.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm. He's like, look at our starting five. Ain't nobody here. I'm out.
Yeah, and that's what separates him from LeBron James right there. LeBron probably thinks the same about his team, but he hasn't he has kind of said it this year, but he hasn't said it prior to this one.
Right.
But who's to even say that KD wants to be a leader?
I don't.
He's a role player.
I think he 100% wants to play Robin. He wants to be a highly skilled Robin, but he wants other people on his team to take the pressure off of him.
Yeah.
Like, go back and look at those Golden State games. There's a lot of times where, because of Steph Curry on the court, that he was wide open.
Shooting jumpers.
That's true.
He was wide open.
That's true.
So, there's no Kyrie there right now. Yeah, Kyrie's coming back on Sunday. So now it's like, all right, I'm facing 2 to 3 people every single time I come down the court. I don't want that pressure.
Yeah.
That's true. He called the Lakers defense cute for doing what you just said, the 2 or 3 people down the floor.
Yeah, but I mean, if nobody else is on the court, then that's exactly how I'm supposed to game plan for you. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like,
but yeah, I don't know what the Nets are going to do.
Yeah.
I just feel like the Lakers just chalk these seasons up.
Yeah, it's wild that I seen when they was talking about that, they said LeBron and KD have not played each other in 1,451 days.
Damn. That's crazy.
Who's keeping count?
Well, you know, they got statistics for everything.
They got the weird stats now.
But that's what? That's like 4 years?
Shit, don't give me the line.
Yeah, that's like 4 years.
That is kind of weird that they haven't played that long.
But you got injury in there. It's so many different trades. So many different things there.
Both of them. Well, KD was injured a lot more than LeBron.
Yeah, he had a whole season off for the Achilles, right?
Yeah. But What's next? I want to talk about Trump.
Why not?
So Trump announces that he's running in 2024. So he holds a rally to announce his plans to run. And during his announcement, he says that he wants the death penalty for all drug dealers.
Yeah, that's kind of over the top.
But you know what, though? It is, but it's kind of what the candidates always come out. And they throw this blockbuster idea that would never, ever fly to try to draw people in. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that anybody really wants people to get the death penalty for selling drugs.
I feel like there's
a
lot of people doing drugs, man.
You know what?
It's like the crowd's reaction when he said
that. Yeah, they went crazy.
How much?
They went crazy. But you know, it's crazy, and we talk about this all the time. It's because the way that the hard drugs are infiltrating rich communities. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
But whose fault is that?
Rich people is a problem.
We know exactly whose fault it is.
Because they don't have to buy it.
We know exactly whose fault it is. Black people not manufacturing pills.
it's fentanyl.
You know what I'm saying? But it all starts with pills. I literally watched it.
They got it from somewhere, though.
In the early 2000s, the pill game start, and the pill game turned into you couldn't get pills, so you went to heroin.
Yeah.
You can only snort heroin for so long to where it doesn't give you the right high to where you got to inject it. Mm. Then the heroin's not strong enough, so now they mixing it with so that's how we got to where we are. It didn't
ain't happen overnight.
Yeah, it was the pills and black people not getting access to prescription pills like that. You know what I mean? That started in those richer white communities.
Exactly.
So get them from lab pretty much. What's
that? Or you know. Your mom or dad or somebody was close with the doctor. These doctors is writing blank scripts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They getting paid for it.
You got these house moms that's stay at home moms that's addicted to prescription pills, and now the kid done turned 15 and now he's sneaking in the bathroom, getting them out. You know what I'm saying? I watched this stuff happen. Mm-hmm. So not our fault.
They both in the house fighting because ain't no hits left.
Word. Word.
But yeah, that's real shit though, man. Yeah, and it's not the pharmacy's fault, but it's the big company.
Well, some of it is though. That's why the pharmacies are getting in trouble.
Down.
There was the one, I forget what pharmacy it was. They was the pharmacy. Is the dog farting? Y'all don't smell that?
I don't know.
All right. y'all don't smell that.
I haven't smelled it before. So,
bro, I'm scared to look over there.
But where was I going with that? It was a big pharmaceutical company. Mm-hmm. They in some doctor's office and they like emailing back and forth, and they're loving these things. Keep them coming, and they're just feeding. They're just feeding these. I don't know if it was Percocet or whatever, OxyContin or whatever.
I think it was Oxy.
Feeding them into this doctor's office, and he just writing open blank scripts to people that don't need. Well, they do need it. They do need it at that point.
They got documentaries about this shit on Hulu.
Word up.
Yeah, I watched a couple of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like you said. Once it infiltrates those communities, it's like now it's an issue.
Yeah.
But somebody on Twitter had like retweeted the Donald Trump thing when he had said that, and it was like, the typical drug dealer. Goes home every night with less than $100 in his pocket, and this dude wants him to get
word up, word up. Nah, word for real though. Minimum wage at best.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm afraid, not for the drug dealer thing, but just him getting back in there.
Yeah. Well, they say, and I've been saying this since he lost. Mm-hmm. Like he only gonna go back to the drawing board. He gonna build more steam. If these first 2 years weren't good of Joe Biden,
exactly,
and they were terrible.
What?
They have been terrible.
Yeah,
it's almost no way he doesn't win, especially if Joe Biden runs again.
Biden didn't knock the stars off the flag, this
bro. Bro, like I was just telling somebody at work, I'm like. Like, I remember when I found out Joe Biden was going to run, I was a big Joe Biden fan.
I remember.
I liked Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But I'm like,
shit, we all did.
It's a lot different when you got to do more than just show them big old white teeth and wave and be cool. When you got somebody in front of you that's taking all the heat, that's doing all the talking, that could potentially articulate better than any president that's ever been a president, when that guy's standing in front of you, you can look real good. Mm-hmm. Then when you got to do it for yourself.
It's not the same. Hard.
And where's Kamala?
You don't even see her no more.
Where is she?
She was just like the token blackie for the.
That's probably all it was.
It's been insane. But they
ain't saying shit.
They do say that.
They tweeting.
Yeah.
They done banned abortion. She word ain't up. Say shit. Like,
come on, crazy.
I'm just saying, she ain't fight for nothing.
Word. She didn't say a word.
She didn't say shit.
Oh,
she's
man.
Supposed to set it off.
Nah, for real.
Jeez, man.
For real.
She didn't,
though. But they say this dude, I forget what state he out of, that they shouldn't sleep on him. He could really challenge Trump on the Republican side. This Ron DeSantis or something like that.
Yeah.
It just needs to be not one of the two from the last time we voted.
I'm with you. You said it best. Like, Joe Biden's so bad. Trump, if he do run, it's going to be scary because we all know, like.
Because when you really think about it, like, Joe Biden won because of how bad it got on the back end of Trump.
Yeah.
Like, if COVID didn't happen and the economy was still smoking and all that, Trump would not have lost that election.
Not at all.
But people was just like, all right, we need something different. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He get back in this time, he might change the rules and we might get 12 years of this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he might mess around, change the game.
The whole way you vote.
That's, but I mean, they got control. They have control of the Supreme Court. They make the laws. So
that's why that midterm was so important. A lot of people slept on that shit, man.
It's crazy.
Don't be sorry.
It's about to get dark, though. Yeah, it's already dark.
It's already dark, but you know, the fact that it's already dark is like foreshadowing. It's like, just like the sun's not coming out anytime soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just gotta be prepared, man. Stay prayed up.
Yeah, man. It really was another part of the reason that I gravitated towards the route. Like, it's just so much wild stuff happening. Like, I forget how they posted it, but about the kids that got killed at Virginia Tech.
Oh yeah.
It was like, think about it. You do everything in your power to dig your kids up out of the mud, get them to college, and they get killed at college.
Some shit like that to happen.
You know what I'm saying? Like you beat every odd that there is. That was, I don't know where these kids came from. I'm kind of making assumptions. Maybe I shouldn't stereotype that way, but just the thought of that is like, you do everything you can, you get them off to college. You like, future is bright, doing the right thing. Boom, it's over. It's just a dark world.
So the fact that how common it's becoming.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's almost like we just becoming numb to it. Like, mm-hmm. All right, there goes another one.
Just like you said before, I think about, like, what's crazy? I don't even know what's crazy no more. Like, you hear something wild, and it's just like you say, it don't affect you no more. Mm-hmm. Everything's out in the open, nothing secret.
Yeah, word. Mm-hmm.
Was watching TikTok one night, laying in bed, and just girl recording at work. She's like, oh my God, he got a gun. And she takes off running, and you hear the gunshots, and they like, oh, good damn, he's shooting. He really shooting. I'm like, damn, I'm like, these motherfuckers just at work chilling, busting it up, making a little video
on
TikTok.
Can't even make a TikTok, man.
I mean, not that you should be on TikTok at work.
Right.
We know, but yeah. You know how it is. But just the fact that shit like that at a company that we know about, they show you a video of what you should do in the instance that somebody comes in.
Oh yeah, we go through ALICE. It's called ALICE. I don't know the acronym, mm-hmm. but we go through the training every 6 months.
It's always an acronym, right?
Yeah. And that one's too long. That's like 5 or 6 letters. Like,
they kill me with that shit.
Yeah, but whatever. It means something. Mm-hmm. It means something important. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, that too.
But it's telling you, you know, what to do in an active shooter situation. Mm-hmm. Like, man, like.
And you really don't know what you're going to do until...
Nah.
He was just going to run.
That's shit. You think I'm fighting?
Nah.
He's supposed to help everybody else. What are you doing?
Right to the dock door, lifting that mug out of my house. I already know my escape.
Yeah, right. They're going to be out there with machine guns. You better run the other way.
Yeah, right. I'm going to act like I'm with them. Remember, I let you go home that day.
Word.
Nah, but yeah, it is definitely scary, man.
School, work, church, anywhere, fucking
anywhere,
grocery store,
anywhere.
Yeah,
man. It, like, it don't matter. Mm-mm.
And it's like it's I don't want to say it, but it seems like it only happens to, like, us.
It
does though, right?
Like, but yeah. it's one of those things, right? I just seen yesterday, the day before, the world officially hit 8 billion people.
Yeah, I saw that today. Matter of fact,
8 billion people,
and it says something about famine and shit in years to come.
There's been fear that there's not going to be enough resources for many years now, whether it be water, mm-hmm. food, like,
I think it's by 2050 something,
right? Yeah. Vegetation. Right now they talking like Southern California about to run out of water in like 5 or 10 years.
Wasn't that you that shared the picture of like the river dried up?
Yep. And then they talking about diverting water from the Mississippi to Las Vegas, but the Mississippi is already too low. They can't even get cargo ships through there.
That's the picture you showed.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It was
so
like a guy like standing in it.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, you're going to give them the water over there. We already don't got enough water. Like, so that's why they talking about this 3D chicken and growing, you know. Like, I always say they putting up all these warehouses for something. Not just to freaking move Amazon product.
Yeah,
I used to work there, and I literally
sprout like four of them.
I just drove through there on Sunday, and I was like, I worked there for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is happening here? Warehouse after warehouse after warehouse. I'm like, people not buying this much like Amazon stuff and.
I know one thing. Niggas will not be complaining about unemployment or not having jobs.
Because why are they still building all these warehouses?
That's what I'm saying. They're huge. This is like
2 million.
3,000 people at least in these buildings.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so it's like what I was getting at was with the 8 billion people is like you talk about it only happens to like us.
Mm-hmm.
Genocide, when genocide comes or when they make plans for genocide, who goes first? The people that are thought to be least worthy to live. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like
the elderly, the poor, the sick.
COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Like all these things. The government messed around, shut us down, man.
Yeah, right. The lights about to start flickering. And shit,
but all that stuff, like it just, isn't it just weird?
It started to make sense.
It's just weird, right? It
started to make sense.
It's just, you know, just pay attention. That's all. I don't want to sound like one of them people, but I'm definitely not one of those type of people, but just pay attention.
I'm to the point now to where I'm like, yo, this ain't a conspiracy theory no more. This ain't no theory.
It's just there. It's in your face.
Yeah, this ain't no theory,
like,
man.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want to be one of them type of people, but it's like, it's right there in your face. It's
ain't no
like,
theory.
It's nothing like the wool's not pulled over anybody's eyes. It's like, look, yo, look what we doing.
Yeah. and it's one of those things, and not to like get on like somberness, but...
Mm-hmm.
Why we gotta figure out a way to save these rappers? Like, yeah. Like that wealth is so important to our survival, mm-hmm. and we losing it at an alarm. Talk about alarming rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's so important to our survival.
Even that's become common, right? Like rapper deaths.
It's been like what, 3 in the last 2 months?
Because they don't want to change up how they live or what they talk about.
That's what I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. why we gotta figure out a way to like even the music. I've been watching so many videos, but I think William Barnes shared it. Dude, he was talking about the music, mm-hmm. how we literally, like no other music is rapping about, like you don't hear country music rapping about, oh, I'm gonna kill this honky.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like we literally, that's what we're teaching that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta, oh, they op, you gotta slide. Like,
yeah, it's all about competition in what hip hop right now.
And what do
you
say?
How I'm better than everybody else. And then if you are better, I'm gonna kill you for that.
Yeah. We're like, it's almost like we're trained to be in competition.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be like that when we can coexist.
Right. And now it's become so easy to kill and so common to kill that it's like, if I'm in competition with you, I'll just take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of competing.
Yeah. I think, I agree with both of y'all. Let me start by saying that. But I think it's more so how we're brought up. We're taught not to trust the police. We're taught to be a certain way when you step outside your door. You got to be tough as a man. You know what I mean? When we step out of our house, we holding our head high. And we mean mugging. This person better not look at me. That person better not look at me. Or how about when we're all in a setting? We're all friends. We're all sitting here. A black person we don't know walk in. First thing we do is, damn, look at this nigga's shoes.
Right.
Look at the clothes he's got on. You know what I mean? I seen it at work a couple weeks ago. Some Latin American gentleman had came from another company. They were doing some work off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows him from a can of paint. Latin American that works for our company. He doesn't know these people.
Yeah.
He sees them. He walks right over there, introduces his stuff, and starts shaking hands. Next thing you know, they best fucking friends on the job. And I'm like, damn, he don't even know these people, but he know that they from the same culture. Let me go over here and let them know that it's all love here.
It's one of them things too, like we should think about it. And in some settings, you know, it goes both ways. Cause you ever know, like when you in a setting, when you uncomfortable and it's just you, mm-hmm. when you see another brother coming, you like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like y'all,
you're almost looking for the,
just in case something pop off, you like, mm-hmm. all right, yeah, he hit me with the head nod. Mm-hmm. So if something pop off, he got me. Mm-hmm. But like you said, if it's like a couple of us, one dude come in, like now we looking at him, looking mm-hmm. for something to talk about.
Yeah, we sizing him
up. It's just weird to be trained like that, because in other communities, it don't happen like that. Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, you here. You with us. So, it's just, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think.
But we train that way.
Yeah, I don't think white people do that. look at Bill's slack.
Nah.
They wearing some dumb shit.
Because they know if Bill been wearing them jeans for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, Bill up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If Bill jeans and shoes ran down, Bill up. winning. Ooh.
These my work pants.
Bills is paid. Like you know what I'm saying? Really get money paid. But like, so that we just look at it a whole different way, right, man. That's like, shit, like,
because we look at, not we, but our culture looks at wealth by perception.
Okay? Yeah.
The car, mm-hmm. the chain, or the yep. blues, things like that.
We want money that we can see.
It was so funny today, and as I'm sitting in the Kia, I'm at the, what store was I at? I was at the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back into the car, so I'm sitting in the Kia, starting it up, letting it warm up, playing with Blaze or whatever, and I look over at another guy in the Kia.
Yeah.
He's coming out of the barbershop.
Right.
So I don't know he's walking to a Kia yet, though.
Clean.
Yeah.
About head to toe, Balenciaga's on everything.
Right.
Goes and jumps in the same Kia I'm driving.
Word.
Like, man, I'm like, well, at least you got a car. But like, yeah. Your priorities fucked up. Like,
word up.
You're shitty sharp, but yeah. You parked in way far away from the barbershop because you don't want nobody to see you jumping in this Kia.
Yeah.
He damn near in the dollar store parking lot with me. The barbershop.
He probably didn't want to get any scratches on the car, man.
Yeah. Keeping that joint clean. Keeping that joint clean.
That could have been it, too. Yeah.
Oh, but, yo, speaking of Kia, I know this might be like from a long time ago, but there was a trend on TikTok called the Kia Boys, where they were just stealing. They were stealing Kias with a USB drive.
Oh, I heard about what? That because
wait.
It was yeah. You might should look at. You might should look into this. I'm glad you brought that up, J-Ro. You might should look into this. It's a bunch of Kias that don't have the proper. They don't have the proper security software.
Hang on, so what they
USB.
Yeah, you gotta look that up, bro.
In the drum, there's no what is it called? Security measure.
Yeah.
It's like about as big as a USB end.
So they just pop that joint in there, yep.
And then turn it.
If y'all can figure that out, y'all need to be like helping with some real life.
Did they recall them world issues?
They're supposed to.
But the thing is it probably they probably got that from somebody that worked at the factory or one of the engineers.
They
Like that stuff don't just like leak
what
out.
The fuck?
Yeah. But yeah, they were supposed to be recalling a bunch of them, right?
That's probably how he got his.
That joint was hot.
Yeah, I'm on to you.
Yeah, but people were stealing their cars and just going joyriding
and then dropping them off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
USB drum.
Oh man, if I see one of you niggas with a USB in your hand,
bro, smack that joint out quick.
Oh man, that's crazy. So, y'all, what's next? 21 Savage says Nas is irrelevant.
21, can you do something for me? They was killing Drake on the online about that.
What? Man.
That was a poor choice of...
I agree.
They had my boy Pop locking on the stage.
But because it's crazy, because before I even...
He had the BBL. The
memes, before I even seen one of the memes or anything, when I first heard the song, that's like sort of what I pitched. I'm like, oh, he kind of sounds like a girl asking for this guy to do something for him. Yeah.
He when I got somebody else to say that though,
yeah,
could have got somebody else to do that.
Yeah, they was killing him though.
Could you do something for me? So, do you guys think Nas is irrelevant?
Nah,
You just think it was a poor choice of words.
He even said it was a poor choice of words.
I don't know if we were talking about this earlier. I don't know if I believe that he really thinks that it was a poor choice of words.
I don't think he means that. I think he said that because he after the backlash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think to him, Nas is irrelevant.
A 20-something-year-old, yeah.
Because that's expected. Mm-hmm. He probably knows that he needs to honor him as a legend. Mm-hmm. But I think he may really feel that music in his space is irrelevant. Like, ain't none of them boys bumping Nas.
Yeah. Not the younger generation. Because I even asked my little brother, I'm like, yo, you listen to that Nas? Just after I heard it, he's like, hell no! Then I go on the PlayStation party, y'all listen to Nas? Who the fuck is that? And I'm like, damn.
They didn't say who is that.
Nah, for real. Like, it's... You gotta think about it. Like, you 20. You not when you first listen to rap, you might hear Nas, but like at a graduation or something like that. Like one of the, but like you're not growing up off Nas.
Yeah, nah.
But that's kind of scary. Like, dang, we getting that old. Like, dang, y'all not bumping Nas. I mean,
I'm not checking for Nas either, but if he drops something, I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah.
But it's not
if you hear Nas, you're gonna be like, all right, that's Nas. I'm gonna listen to him. Them niggas like something that some of them really don't know Nas.
Even this album, I didn't rush to listen to it because it was Nas. Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I am gonna listen to it. I haven't yet though.
I just, you know, sometimes I don't wanna hear about the hieroglyphics and all that type of shit. sometimes I just want some basic shit. I don't wanna hear that all the time. So, I didn't finish it yet. At the time, I wanted to hear that. And then I got too barred up. And I'm like, all right, man, you barred me up in the corner.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I need to hear some basic shit real quick. Level myself back out. But from what I heard, I liked it. I haven't heard anything on it that I didn't enjoy. I will say that much. But yeah, like Joy was saying, somebody his age, Nas would be irrelevant. But I think this just brings up the conversation where it's... relevancy versus timeless.
Yeah.
And Nas is more of a legacy act. Like, he's one of those people that been around so long, he can just pull from anywhere and have a career.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily have to put out new music.
Right. And he's
still good.
He's really, really good. Yeah, he's always going to be one of the greatest MCs to ever rap.
Right.
Like, you can't take that from him. He's still making really, really, really good music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I saw something today where it said like he broke a new record where he
yeah
used
like 791 new words that he's never used on an album before.
What the fuck? Like,
who said and counted the words?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's another one of those things. Who's doing that?
ESPN stat.
Like, who's doing that?
Right.
You gotta be a smart motherfucker to sit there and
rap analytics.
What? Listen to Nas and then count what he fucking said that was new.
And then
how do you even know?
And then go and listen to every project he's ever made to know.
Now I don't believe.
You know what? He's never said that word before.
You did it 791 times.
I mean, the computer will do the work for you. Not right. About it.
Yeah.
Now I'm calling Cap. Fuck that. 790.
Yeah. He said 791 words that he's never used.
Nigga been rapping 30 years.
Bro. Yeah.
Maybe Eminem, because, you know, he throw random words.
But Eminem also makes up his own words. So
that's what I'm saying.
He could always
I believe
rap.
Eminem did that
Speaking
shit.
Of Eminem, I always said, like, I've never heard a car blasting Eminem. Today I heard Rap God blasting from a Volkswagen.
Wow, and they chose Rap God?
Yeah, we know who it was.
Yeah. That was a black person.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a black person.
Was it easy?
No, I'm not blasting.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a.
Not
saying I don't like Eminem, but I'm not blasting.
Now, you might pull up on the crib on me if I'm cleaning it. That's different. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think I got the stand. Yeah, you're right.
That was Marshall.
I don't think I got the stand bumping in the whip, though.
Yeah. Stand bumping in the whip. If it come on, I'm going to let it rock.
Yeah, you got to, though.
Yeah, I'm going to let it rock.
You got to, though.
Because that stand was crazy.
Yeah.
Stand in, what was the one? I can never think of the name of it.
Whatever you say, I am. Yeah, he was bodying
that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Palms are sweaty.
I like the flow.
Mom's spaghetti.
Lose
yourself.
That's shady. That's shady.
Yeah, that's shady.
Yeah, I like him when he was on the drugs rapping. That's my guy.
Oh,
once
he's
sobered
like
up.
Ecstasy and all that.
Yeah, once he's sobered up.
Man, I'm with Marshall.
Yeah, I like Marshall. That's when he was doing Purple Hills and Pills.
D12.
Yeah, them other. What happened to them guys?
D12. Been off them drugs, never been the same.
I say they was
D12.
Yeah,
I think one of them went on to glory, didn't they?
Oh yeah, one did. Rest in peace. Proof.
Proof.
So FTX goes down. One of the world's largest crypto platforms files for bankruptcy, and numerous celebrities are named in a class action lawsuit against the company.
Yeah, dude lost like how many billions dollars overnight?
Can we look that up, Jay?
He lost like, they said like 85% of his wealth in like 24 hours.
This is fucking nuts, man. Didn't we have a conversation about this before?
But that's, the thing. And like all the really like smart people were talking about this. Like there's nothing to prop it up. Like the dollar is propped up. All currency is propped up with something. There's no physical substance that props up crypto. Mm-hmm.
Word. In less than a week, the cryptocurrency billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried went from industry leader to industry villain, lost most of his fortune, saw his $32 billion company plunge into bankruptcy, and became the target of investigations by Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department. But in a wide-ranging interview on Sunday that stretched past midnight, he sounded surprisingly calm. Who would have thought that I'd be getting no sleep right now, and instead I'm getting some? It could be worse.
Wow.
The empire built by Mr. Bankman-Fried, who was once compared to titans of finance like John Pierpont Morgan and Warren Buffett, collapsed last week after a run of deposits left his crypto exchange FTX with an $8 billion shortfall, forcing the firm to file for bankruptcy. The damage has rippled across the industry, destabilizing other crypto companies and sowing widespread distrust of the technology. Besides some Twitter post messages to employees and occasional texts to reporters, Mr. Bankman-Fried, 30, has said little publicly over the past week. In an interview on Sunday, he voiced numerous regrets over the collapse of FTX. I want to see something about his celebrities.
Yeah, Tom Brady's one of them. And his wife.
And a lot of the other of the other coins too were like putting money into FTX and backing it. And that's why you've seen like Bitcoin and Ethereum, is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. And all those some of them collapse as well.
Stephen Curry.
Oh shit.
So it's pretty like much
Larry David. So the crypto bubble began to burst last week. We know all that. So let's see. Dragging all of his celebrity promoters down with it. Larry David, Tom Brady, Giselle, whatever, Shaquille O'Neal, Stephen Curry, and others have been named in a class action lawsuit accusing the exchange, which lost $32 billion in the crash. That is fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, that's insane.
And his famous mouthpieces of using deceptive means to entice customers to invest in the company. Yeah, I've seen like 5 Steph Curry commercials for this shit.
Word.
Wow. So I wonder if they even have a, I'm sure they have a case, but.
All that'll get cleaned up in the bankruptcy, though.
Yeah. $32 billion in one day is nuts.
Yeah.
So what is like, so many people own so much of this crypto, they pulled out at the same time and crashed it? And like you said, it's not backed by any money?
From my understanding, I don't know if they was pulling out because obviously, you know, crypto as a whole has been kind of on a decline for a while now.
Yeah.
I think when the books came up, they was going to come up like $8 billion short or something like that. So that's why they end up filing for bankruptcy.
They had to file for bankruptcy because of that. $8 billion short is a lot to fucking have to speak up to.
Yeah. You can't just float and
sleep. Hey guys,
right,
we came up short.
You're gonna be like 7.
And that's one of the things too. Like when you think about how exchanges work, whether stocks or coin or whatever, you kind of rely on people buying in as people are pulling out. But if everybody pulling out
and nobody's buying in,
right?
And like you said, it's not backed by anything, so it's like
coming up short.
Yeah. And pyramid schemes, it's not working no more.
Man, that's what it sounds like to me, Jay. It's just like another.
But a lot of it too, I think that if you watch the economy with inflation and. They said credit card debt is as high as it's ever been. Maybe not as high as it's ever been, but in so many years. Mm-hmm. So, like, all that government money is running out. Like, we that's what created the bubble, the government infusing all of that tax money into the economy, inflated everything. And then now people is like, all right, that those little nest eggs that we built is running out. So now we got to go and get our Bitcoin that we invested. We got to go and sell the stock that we bought. With that government.
To survive.
Yeah, all just to get regular, you know, to live regular life. So
crazy.
That's how you create a bubble. Mm. By infusing money that people didn't work for into the economy.
Yeah, I was never sold on the Bitcoin thing. Just because I couldn't grasp it.
I owned some at one point, and I wish I kept it. There was a time when it was like
65.
It might have been 65. I had like $1,000 worth of it, and I mean, I could have at one point it was up to 66, so I could have that would have been 10,000. You know what I mean? But I had sold it probably even for a loss at the time, and then it started going up. So then I was like, you know what? I don't trust
Saquon
this.
Saquon was trying to put us all on, too.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
My friend made 80 bands this year.
Dang.
Just by doing that alone.
I mean, you can do it, but you got to be smart, man. I ain't that smart.
I mean, it's just another gambling type of thing.
I stick to the regular stock, something that I can go and read. See how they doing, and it makes sense to me.
Speaking of gambling, not to change the subject, but is it just me or has sports gambling like been like super fucking huge this year compared to years past?
It's getting, it's as big as it's ever been.
It's nothing you can't bet on now. They got fucking wrestling in it.
I saw it.
I'm like,
now. Yeah,
WWE.
Or some shit.
How? You can't do that.
It's fake. It's fake.
But because everything is predetermined. But yeah,
Really could bet on it. That's the crazy part.
Who was it? The Jake Paul thing. You could bet on that match.
Yeah.
Who did he
fight
again?
Russell.
He beat
Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva. Yeah.
Yeah. He beat him. Knocked him out.
Oh no, not that one. The other Paul.
Oh, he fought somebody.
It was a wrestling match, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Championship belt or something.
That's on WWE?
Yeah. You can bet on it.
I didn't see that.
it's like on major.
We must be bored or something.
Like, nah, it's just the world. The world that we're in. I mean, that gambling, like
they said, he nice too. That's crazy.
That was a good match with him, Anderson Silva, though.
Yeah.
I just seen
the highlights, but I'm looking at that. I'm like, all right. Yeah, he can box a little bit.
They're just trying to keep the sport alive.
But Anderson Silva was one of the greatest strikers to ever fight MMA.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you knocked him out?
He's like, not fighting boxers.
True, but he was a good stand-up striker.
But he's old, too. Anderson Silva.
What's old, though?
He is old.
What's old? 44?
You don't
fight somebody that wants to be boxing.
Yeah. Well, in his age. Which one did he try to fight? Was it him that tried to fight Floyd? Or did fight Floyd? Floyd about to fight one of them?
Yeah, he was. I don't think it happened. It didn't happen.
It wasn't going to happen because Floyd would have to win.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way he's going to get in the
ring. And he's going to need most of the money. 80-20 split. Yeah,
well as he should, though.
Yeah, Floyd's like,
he didn't ticket.
Like, I don't even know why people be mad when Floyd be like, nah, I want 60%.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get that.
Because you still going to get the most you ever
You're
going
to get 40% of 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. Well, maybe not because promoters going to get something.
That's what everybody was saying that, because I was like, man, I don't like seeing these old black guys get beat up by this young white kid. So everybody was like, oh, no, this is the biggest payday of their lives. You got to look at it like that. I said, but for that? Like, hell no.
Is it really?
I mean, for Anderson Silva, probably because MMA don't pay.
Yeah, they don't pay shit. Get your ass
I think Conor McGregor was literally like the only one that made that type of money in the UFC.
He was a big draw.
Yeah. And I mean, him and Floyd, they made like $100 a piece or something like that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, but, you know, I mean, entertainment. Entertainment is entertainment. If it's working,
content.
Can't be mad at them.
They can still bring back bum fights. They can do that. It'd be better.
They'll probably cancel that.
Yeah. You know how much money that would make, though?
Remember the DVDs?
You get the DVDs from Cowtown?
You take them off the street. You're helping both people. And you're getting entertainment out of it instead of people that are training their whole life fighting.
Well, I put on like a grand, like...
Yeah, they don't like have to kill each other.
Match. Oh, yeah. We don't want to kill each other.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like you're helping them out.
So you mean like pull them out the street, get them into a boxing ring and all that?
And just let them go.
Like that. No, I want to see them in the street. I want to see them in their natural habitat.
Word. I want to see when just got done drinking a 40, now he want to fight.
Yeah. I want to pull out a $100 bill and say, what y'all going to do for this?
No, they sober?
Now think about it, man.
You fly. This is the bum from Cali versus New York.
We're
going to see who got the best fucking bums ever.
Come on, man.
The bum all stars.
Who got the best bums ever?
Before they got to have a face off and everything. Before
the fuck you mean?
Nah, I got all them motherfuckers.
That would promote people like being homeless. They're like, oh yeah, I want to train my whole life to do that. And they'll do it.
We start giving them too much money.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, not a good idea.
That's hilarious, though. But yeah, I would want to see the original bum fights.
They still make them DVDs?
Probably not.
Probably not the same, because you know back then that was like graphic to us. Like,
hell yeah.
Now that's just regular. WorldStar fucked that up for everybody.
Yeah. Like,
is WorldStar still a thing? They still got a page?
I stopped checking on that,
do,
man.
They probably do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
That's crazy. I thought like the owner passed or something like that. Then something like that happened.
Let's see.
I think the last thing, I used to watch like the fight compilations on there. Like,
I was never on WorldStar.
Me either.
So it's still a thing. Yeah.
Trending now. Live now.
I said, you can go live? What? You can go live on anything.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you can go live on that.
I don't know. It just says live. Don't click on that.
Oh, this is like a platform? Crazy.
I guess.
I think that's they're saying that that's what's live on there.
Seasoned professional Pinky says, no one is built like her.
She got that right. Huge. I thought that was Mouth wrote a check that his ass couldn't cash. So I see WorldStar still up to the same old things.
Yeah. Nothing changed.
See the first seven.
Yeah, they got somebody grandma up there.
20 videos is us. That's why I stopped on there. I was like, I'm just tired of this shit. Yeah.
Sad.
He said the first 20 videos
is us.
Like,
who else would it be?
Yeah, so, on WorldStar.
A lot of crazy shit going on. Pretty sure you can put something else in there. At least out of the 20, sneak one video of somebody different in that
maybe,
bitch.
Maybe.
What y'all want to get into next? We're going to do one more.
What else is on, man?
We got some random stuff here. I'm going to talk about Jay-Z sharing a photo of his Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually saw an interview on my, well, not on my way over here, but before I was preparing. I was texting you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And Nas was doing an interview with Trevor Noah.
I read about it. I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, and he actually brought it up, and he laughed about it. So I was like, oh, okay, well, at least it was all in good fun.
Yeah.
But he was speaking about how, in the interview, Noah had brought up the song where Nas mentions
something about it not being over or something like that. Yeah.
Ether thing. To see them at this point in their careers is pretty dope.
I know you probably
feel the same way.
But it's one of those things, like we talked about competition, mm-hmm. and why aren't they still allowed to be competitive at 50 years old in something that they love?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. It not be
friendly, right?
And it not be beef. Like, if they have a friendship like they do, it ain't necessarily shade that when Nas dropped, Hov pulls up with his Grammys. Like him and his wife is tied for the most Grammys all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
88 or something like that. So it's like, all right, yeah, I heard you. That was cute.
Yeah, I think it was,
you know what I'm saying?
It was a juke on.
Yeah. Like I think they close enough now to. Yeah, it's like, all right, well, yeah, that was cute, but
I think it was done on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't think it was any like
I still got this over.
And I think if you get Hov in the right setting, he would probably admit that he always does it on purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's no way it's just a coincidence.
Not with him.
He's trying to push Nas. Post.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He don't even post on Instagram. Yeah.
That's why it was funny to me. I said, what the hell? Speaking of Grammys, you see all the Grammy nominations and things like that.
Yeah, well, I seen some highlights of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really into the Grammy
thing. I seen Kendrick got like 8 nods or something like that. Mm. Something crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised. I saw everybody saying that Jay-Z was buying the Grammys. Jay-Z's buying up all the Grammys for Rock Nation.
Well,
is Meg gonna win again?
But it's one of those things, right?
Is she nominated?
I don't know.
Business is business. And if you can do good business, then do good business.
Okay, who's on here? Record of the year.
So record is just any song.
Okay, so
got Beyonce on there. But
what the heck? I didn't even hear this.
Good morning, gorgeous.
I do like this song.
Is that the TikTok song?
What song?
That one. Bad Habit.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Yeah.
That's fucking record of the year. Mm-hmm. Park Part 5 is on there.
I hate this song.
Lizzo's Styles. On there. All right, so what's out of Bad Habit, Steve Lacy, and Beyonce, Break My Soul, out of this list?
I mean, but there's other people on here too, but I don't know anything.
I'm just going off of what my ears have heard.
Album of the year.
Oh. This is album of the year. Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny, a bad motherfucker, ain't
Yeah. Yeah. He probably just take it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be biggest artist in the world.
I don't know. This is a hefty list. You got Beyonce, Adele, and Bad Bunny already.
Mary drop?
Look at all those freaking names.
look at Beyonce's. I see Drake in here.
That does surprise. All Beyonce do is show up.
That's all she got to do now. Everybody else does the work.
Which, whatever.
Yeah, but look at this. This guy's got Neo, West Side Gun. This is Mary J. Blige we talking about.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Remy Ma, Usher.
Griselda.
Word.
The entire, not nothing.
Yeah.
All three of them niggas.
Okay. Jada Kiss. I'm going to Kiss. Moneybag,
yo.
I might have to listen to this.
Remy Ma and Usher.
Yeah, that's what
I seen Cassidy. DJ Cassidy.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
About to say, what did Cassidy
dug in a bag for that one?
I was about to say, what is
he's
fuck. If Mary is on a Cassidy beat.
Kendrick right here.
I think they said he had 8.
The Big Steppers. 8.
I think that's what I seen.
Lizzo again. Harry Styles. Yeah, they got some heavy hitters on that list too. Song of the year. Bad Habit for me. Again, it's probably going to be out of him and of Beyonce. Mm-hmm. They might try and squeeze the heart on that one too, though. I don't feel like God did had enough.
Nah.
Jay-Z's there, God did wins.
If he show, yeah, he only gonna show up if he getting one.
That's new artist. Wow.
I don't know anybody besides Lotto on here.
That Wet Leg?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Toby. We know Toby.
Yeah.
That'd be dope if he won, but we know
you. I know these guys.
Dami and JD Beck.
They're all instrumentalists, artists.
Oh, that's probably dope.
Found by Anderson .Paak. Oh, they're really good.
I was about to say that's probably dope. I might have to check that out.
Put that. They kind of remind me of
my repertoire.
You know, Flying Lotus.
Yeah.
It that type of beat style.
Yeah, Apple ain't messing around. They telling me that that price increase coming from the open app.
I don't know anything about pop.
I do like
Bad Bunny is considered pop.
Yeah.
Reggaeton.
Best pop duo performance. Sam Smith. Yeah, we can skip the pop stuff. Dance and electronic. Beyonce.
Oh, wait, is Drake on here? Oh, she's winning this.
Yeah.
People are going to be so mad at everybody else.
Yeah.
It's probably almost no way she don't win that one, though.
Facts.
Kate Renato.
If he's on this best dance music album, he might not have submitted anything for this day.
Oh, yeah,
contemporary instrumental.
Nope,
best metal. Stop now. I need to know.
Ozzy Osbourne is still making music.
Wow,
Jesus Christ. Why?
Megadeth is pretty old, I think.
Ozzy Osbourne got to be like 87 years old, man. 90.
Bjork.
How's he making music now that we think about it? Like, he was barely talking like just 12 years
ago.
He
was 80 when we was little.
On the TV, right?
Yeah.
Best R&B performance. Mary J. is cleaning up.
Yeah, she is.
Another Mary J.
Snow Allegra's on here.
Snow Allegra? I like Snow.
Babyface.
We read that shit the same time. Babyface. Like, what?
Say, I'm out here.
Best R&B song. Cuff It? Haven't heard of that. Good Morning. Yo, Mary.
Yeah,
chill,
Mary.
Yo. His and Hers? I haven't heard. Oh, Hours and Hours.
Hours and Hours.
Excuse me. I said His and Hers.
Where is winning one of those?
Hours and Hours. Please don't let that win. I hate that song. Best R&B album.
Mary at the top again.
Man, just give it to Mary. At least Chris Brown got a nominee. That's pretty dope. Man, Mary
he dropped something?
Mary getting something.
All right, rap performance.
Best rap performance. Here we go. God Did, Vegas, Doja Cat, Pushin' P.
Well, who's accepting the award for them?
Oh, shit. Oh, well, let's just say they're not going to win.
Yeah, they not. They not. They not giving him that.
Can you imagine they calling in from prison?
Yeah, that would be prison.
That would be to the Grammys.
You know, Zoom is sponsoring that call.
Slat.
Yeah, all right.
Slat. Zoom this shit.
Slat.
Shit was crazy. All right, so best melodic rap performance. Beautiful. DJ Khaled featuring Future and SZA. Wait for you. Well, that's probably
gonna win.
First Class, I don't know.
Take this off, man.
First Class
no,
might win, bro.
I can go.
Yeah. It can go, but it might win.
I think it'll be between those two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is good.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, last performance on here was kind of weak.
I think it'll be between Wait for You and First Class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Songwriters Award. Churchill Downs. God Did. Pushing Keys on the
What?
All right, so that one is probably going to be God Did for the long J verse.
Yeah, I think so too.
Best rap album, God Did.
Yeah, Jay going to be there.
Future, Jack Harlow, Kendrick, Pusha T. Oh, okay. We know who's not getting an award.
Jeez.
Yeah. Only,
Now we in my category.
That's like a Kendrick steal. Kendrick, I'll be really surprised. Jazz, who's got the best jazz album? Snapping Fingers.
That's a spoken word.
Oh, right.
Oh, Kanye's not on here.
His album, was it this year?
I can't remember.
I think that was last year.
Yeah, for that. It wasn't nominated last year, was it?
I don't think so.
They don't want to deal with Kanye's mess. There's a lot of awards. Crazy thing is, they only going to show like 7 of these.
You are the closer.
Okay, so Dave's nominated.
Y'all seen the closer?
Yeah, Louis C.K. Yeah. Musical theater. Yeah, I don't know
anything else.
Yeah, so I probably won't be watching the Grammys. I'll catch.
Yeah, there wasn't nothing we could have read here that would have had me watching the Grammys, to be honest.
Yeah, nothing interesting for me. I saw some Meek Mill on there.
What?
Where would Meek Mill got a nomination?
The Dream songwriter, he got that on there.
Maybe it was featuring Meek Mill. I just saw his name.
It's somewhere highlighted. Ride for You, Meek Mill and Kalani.
What is that?
This is a songwriting award.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe your boy will get a Grammy.
He never won one?
I don't know.
No, I don't think this is Grammys. I think this is just them getting awards for writing on the song.
Oh, shit.
Close but enough. Because this is the person that...
City Girls.
This person helped write these songs.
Oh,
okay. These are her credits, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's out here.
Girl, she writing Meek verses.
Fine for you.
Probably.
Shout out to her, man.
That's what's up. Nyjah Charles, The Dream. Dream got a lot of writing credits.
What he does best.
Especially when Beyonce got a lot of music. You know he going to have some writing.
He got three.
Look how many hit songs is Beyonce's.
Three of them things.
Almost all of them is Beyonce. It's more than four. One, two.
Oh, wait. One, two,
three, four,
five,
six. Got a couple on there.
He wrote her whole album.
Fat.
That's interesting. I never saw this part of it.
Boy Wonder, yeah.
Churchill Downs was a boy wonder beat. I didn't know that. Did not know that in 95 was either. Did not know Mafia was either. That's probably one of my favorite Travis Scott songs. That's interesting as well. I gotta look up this Steve Lacy kid.
Dahi. Oh, Dahi did Father Time. He did DJ Quick, Die Hard, Count Me Out. Okay. Yeah, Rich Spirit, Mirror.
He did something on Lacy's too. Couple.
Interesting.
No, we did Super Bowl predictions.
Haven't been watching, so I just know my team is doing bad.
You want my heart? You want my heart?
Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. The Rams might be having the
they not looking too
good. The worst. Yeah, the worst. Yeah. Returning champ. They returning champs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they
yeah.
did lose a lot of people. Though.
They 3-6
after they won the Super Bowl.
They 3-6 Right.
It's like the whole team split up.
I like. Man, I don't know the teams I liked. My heart tell me Dallas Buffalo. That's my heart.
Yeah.
That's my heart. My mind tell me. Damn, what does my mind tell me? That's my heart. My
the
heart
Dolphins
is Dallas.
Dolphins are 7-3
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
The Dolphins is killing.
And the only game they lost is when Tua was out.
I think my mind might have to say.
And it's the AFC.
Kansas City.
They're the number one team in the AFC.
Wait a minute. Didn't they have issues last year where they were saying they were trying to rig the Dolphins to play bad?
Oh, what, for the pick?
Yeah, they've been doing that. Yeah,
but they
when they're playing good?
They can't. Well, they got a Hill, and they got some pieces.
Wow. Yo, they
got Tua was playing excellent.
Crazy.
They got good old. But yeah, but if I had to go with my, I would probably have to go Chiefs.
This is the AFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chiefs versus 49ers.
Chiefs and Niners?
Ooh. Chiefs, Niners.
The Eagles is 8-1?
Yeah, but they ain't beat nobody. I don't care what nobody say. Mm-hmm. Care what nobody say. Mm. The 8 teams that they beat.
Giants 7-2?
Now, the Giants 7-2 is surprising. But they balling. Saquon Barkley is the best running back in football right now.
The Vikings is crazy
too. But the 49ers at 5-4, they're much better than 5-4. The Vikings really showed us something on Sunday against the Bills. I'm actually a little bit nervous about the Cowboys playing them this week because Justin Jefferson is unstoppable. Mm-hmm. The fact that the Eagles passed on him, they should be kicking themselves. Like, he cemented, he was already like good. He stamped himself on Sunday. Like I'm that guy.
I agree.
But yeah, I think I could probably go 49ers or the Vikings.
I like Chiefs out of the AFC. Chiefs or Miami.
I don't know Miami going with that when the lights is bright.
Yeah, I don't like Miami's defense. Either.
When the lights is bright, I think it's either Kansas City or Baltimore.
Yeah. I don't trust Lamar. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Sue me. But,
pay that, man.
Yeah, he definitely going to get paid. He definitely going to get paid.
I don't know who I got coming out of the NFC, man. The NFC is a toss-up.
I just think I think if Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy, that's a complete game changer for the 49ers.
But he's prone.
It's like it's almost one day away. Mm-hmm. That's why I would probably have to fall back on the Vikings with the way that they're playing right now. But I mean, maybe Dallas shows up against them Sunday, and then that might change the way I feel a little bit.
AFC.
It's hard not to go with Kansas City, man. Patrick Mahomes is special.
He is, man. I want to see Miami go. The only games they lost is when Tua got hurt, and their offense is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like they're crazy. It's probably like one of the fastest offenses in the league.
Could the Bears make a run? What's the Bears record?
They can probably make a wild card. But they've been playing good the last 2 weeks, though.
Well, I just the reason I said that is because the game that Justin Fields just had this past Sunday was one where he might have been making hit. Oh, nah, they not doing nothing. I mean, can Brady get it together? Divorce is final.
I was gonna ask you that too.
He can sneak in the playoff that division's ass, so he can still win it.
But that's the thing, is like, he's going to win that division. There's no way that they don't. Well, let me not say no way, but the Falcons suck.
Y'all do suck, but. Y'all suck, but y'all might be able to.
But they could possibly.
We like the Cowboys suck. We both suck equally.
Because you know what? Because the Falcons games that I've seen, it's like.
Bro, we're still blowing the game in the fourth quarter.
But like Mariota not.
He not it. We should be.
He also not like the worst quarterback to ever play quarterback.
He's not.
But you're not going to win too many games throwing barely 200 yards.
I just don't think they can win a division.
I see a lot of quarterbacks doing that, though, barely.
Yeah, but you got to have that defense to match it, though.
But it's not even that. It's when you only throwing for 200 yards, you can't have one touchdown and an interception. You have to make zero mistakes.
Yeah.
If you're only throwing for 200 yards, you got to make no mistakes, because the one mistake is going to.
Yeah, and you gotta have a great ass defense.
Or a decent defense.
A great defense. You're a Cowboys fan, you know that. Y'all defense is crazy.
That's why I think the Cowboys actually could get it together. I don't think his legs is really under him yet.
Yeah.
I think they still got some time in the workout. CeeDee Lamb is starting to look like he possibly could be the number one guy. They talking like Odell Beckham's most likely place to land is Dallas. I think that's major.
Yeah.
The defense is, I don't even got to talk about it. So, I mean, I think they can make a run.
Think about Tennessee. I actually said the Bills choked.
The Bills did choke. The Bills did choke. But they got beat by a guy that was playing out of this world. And I mean... And Kirk Cousins ain't no
everybody's favorite cousin.
Ever since they've been putting the ice on Kirk, even played. Yeah. The last week after that win, he couldn't even breathe. Yeah. I said, damn.
You get that LeBron chamber.
Nah, for real. But I mean they have what seems to be a solid team all the way around. So they can make a run. They're already, what, one game out of the lead in the NFC? Or are they in the lead in the NFC? The Eagles are in the lead. The Vikings is in second in the NFC.
NFC is just so much of a toss-up. Miami, then the Jets can go on a run.
You know it's back to being crazy football when the NFC East is, like, really, now that Washington beat Philly, Washington is only, like, one game out of, being right back in it.
Yeah. But I told people, that's a division game. It's going to be tough.
And that's what I was talking to dudes at work. I'm like, y'all real high. Y'all better not sleep on the Commanders coming in here. Yeah. And then they better not sleep on JT. Is JT coming here or are they going there? Because they can't stop the run. And JT look healthy again.
Yeah.
JT look good. He just got player of the week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the Eagles better not sleep on the Colts. They in Indy. Yeah, JT had 163.
If him and Matt Ryan can match that performance, they're going to whoop their ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he had 163 total, maybe. Yeah, yeah. So, and you know those teams, when the teams get the bad coach out and the interim coach step up, Jeff Saturday's spirit connected to the Colts, like, they play different.
Yeah.
He put Matt Ryan back in there, probably set him down, say, hey, look, man, I'm going to give you a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Can they beat the Eagles? I don't know, but... They better not sleep on them. And then they got the big bruiser coming in the next week. They got Tennessee. I think on a short week, like on Thursday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tennessee.
Yeah, I like Tennessee in that game too.
And I just mean in general. I think Tennessee might come and shake some shit up.
I mean, look, they 6-3. They right in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. Get down the stretch. You can run the ball.
That's what I'm talking about. As long as they can get... That big horse they got back there running.
But yeah, I've been enjoying some good football, man. This is my first year back, like really engaged, watching football every Sunday again. So it's been good.
Oh, I just drank a Red Bull.
That only lasts 45 minutes.
Gotta get that bang, bro.
It's like smoking.
Gotta get that bang.
Yeah, and I won't sleep until Saturday.
That's that Joey shit.
But that is all we have for tonight or this episode. Appreciate everybody that tuned in. To those that will see this later on, appreciate you as well. No announcements or anything like that, right?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
So we will see you guys next week. May not be this same day, maybe another day. We'll sort that out and get
Yeah, because next Thursday is Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we might be off just enjoying family.
Yeah. Man, I got to get a turkey before then.
You cooking?
Yeah.
Jay would be fucking
I think
up,
I might
man.
Cook too, but I don't know if I ever cooked a turkey before.
No?
I might have, but I don't even eat turkey. So, so like for me to cook one is like, what I'm going to do with a...
Do people like grill turkeys? Like, you know how they fry them and do all that?
That turkey probably dries.
I want to try one of them.
Nah, you just got to do it the right way because when I do the open face chicken, maybe they smoke when them. I do the open face chicken on the grill, that joint don't be dry at all.
Well, when you need a big enough grill.
Well, yeah, turkey, you ain't fitting. Right? Well, it depends on what size turkey. Yeah. Get get that young turkey.
That young, I want those young birds.
Probably a baby turkey.
You want our birds of age. Yeah. need a bird that been through some shit. That young bird on my table.
Hey, yo.
Some experience, bro. <bird. laughs> Been around the yard a couple times.
That's
nice. But I don't think I want... turkey this year.
Nah, I don't.
Are you doing a seafood boil?
I'm a ham guy.
You know, black people always trying to get freaky on the holidays. I don't think seafood is the wave on Thanksgiving. I don't want to be thankful over crab legs and things like that.
Nah.
And potatoes and shit. Hard boiled eggs.
Especially, I feel like you always got to, like, because it's a day, you got to do something that you don't normally do throughout the rest of the year. You eating seafood bowls and stuff. Not many people is busting down a turkey or ham or anything like that, like throughout the year.
I really didn't even do any boils. You know, I don't like getting messy and shit like that.
Yeah. I did cook some live crabs the other day, do that work. Yeah. Do that work that 80 degree day. Mm-hmm. A week ago, week and a half ago. I guess the crabs was going crazy.
More crab legs than me, goddamn.
But yeah, he had these big old like number ones, like they was good too.
I didn't think them jokers were still around.
Well, it's because it was so warm.
Oh yeah,
it was like 80 degrees, so they was out like crazy, and they was because of the time of the year. I don't know if they like fatten up to go live in the mud or whatever, but they was heavy. They was
husky. Yeah, I feel like crab season is like basketball season. You get like that one month or two off,
word,
and it's like right it's back over. To it.
Word,
back out here on these boats.
Man, that shit about to be all year round now, bro.
Well, they got to.
Shut up.
That shit about to be all year. Crab season?
Yeah.
It's all year round.
Yeah, they about to start making the
crab. 3D crab.
Nah,
you know,
think about it, though. All the crab legs and stuff they eating, how the crabs ain't going to run out?
They already make imitation crab meat. True. Doesn't matter.
They're gonna start raising crabs.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense. I'm surprised they don't do that now.
Crabs with four claws.
Strong as hell. Hell. Gonna look like
what's
Goro.
That joint off of? Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say. Crab looking like Goro.
I'm just gonna start having like, real sizes too.
I want to have like duck or something. Duck. Or
I had some
lamb.
Duck before. Oh, for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? Or just in general?
Just in general. So, like I had lamb. I really like lamb.
So duck can be like a little bit greasy.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
But it wasn't like terrible. It probably wasn't my spread. It was one of those things. Yeah. I was out in one of those places where they was eating duck and deer and all that. Yeah, you know, so. I tasted it.
Very gamey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the duck. I would eat it like I said, grilled or something like that, where I know it's going to be like well done, crispy. But like the duck that I see at like the Chinese restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, I ain't eat no duck. No. That ain't duck.
They might have found that on the street.
Where are they getting duck?
Duck will have you talking greasier than 50 cents.
Nah, but for real though. But for real,
I heard it was greasy, but I never had it myself. So
yeah,
I had to go to like a steakhouse to get it.
Yeah, get it
like
somewhere.
That.
Like, don't get it from Lee.
Yeah, yeah no.
Lee that shit better not be on the menu. At least.
I think it is.
It is duck Peking or Peking duck.
Something.
Oh man, yeah. Stay away from that. Just stay away from Lee in general if you can.
Nah, that seriously.
Probably hard out there.
Hard.
The last time I went to Lee was probably like 10 years ago, and it maybe you're just having a bad day, but
every day's a bad day.
It wasn't good at all. Like I was very disappointed.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Like, it was almost like it was almost like you ever was using salt and somebody had just like filled the joint and like didn't the put the cap. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I was like, yo, somebody did me dirty.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
Immediately, blood pressure went up.
Yeah, I don't fool around. And it's crazy. I was watching on TikTok and the guy was saying, you know, if you check the ratings on the Chinese restaurant, you got to go to the ones that say 3.5. He was like, if they rate it too high and it's too clean, like
right,
you
know, right, right.
Chinese food,
yeah,
you gotta go somewhere right in the
right
middle.
Right in the
middle. Get that 3.5. But ever since we moved from out of Claymont, I'm like, I'm very disappointed with the Chinese food.
You got the spot from the right next to you?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Oh man, that used to be my spot when I lived down there.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I love that. It was always fresh.
It's fresh, I will say
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it's fresh.
Yeah, it was always what is the name of it? King Garden?
Yeah, it is. Fresh. I will say that.
Been eating so much processed Chinese food, we don't like the real.
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. They done gave my boy the fresh broccoli. He wants that frozen broccoli. What? He wants the frozen joint back.
I'm telling you, man, that's joint the Hong Kong over in Claymont, man. I don't know what they be doing there.
I ain't
like
this.
Whatever black woman they got back there, really cooking that shit
with the chicken,
the everything.
Yeah,
dang, I can't believe you don't like that spot, man. I love that. I love that. I drive down there sometimes for that.
I haven't had Chinese in a minute.
Yeah, when I do, I just get like egg rolls, man. I just keep it like real simple. Just give me 2-3 egg rolls and I'm called a night. If not, I'll get like the shrimp fried rice. Something real plain, basic.
You know, that's where we grow up from.
Yeah, I ain't going to
beef broccoli.
Yep, some beef and broccoli or you know.
I ain't even doing that.
Might hit the chicken boy.
I do that over white rice, though.
I still have yet to find meat sliced so thinly.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta be nice with a knife. You gotta be nice with a knife.
That's because we wasn't eating beef. That's what it was.
Nah, I mean,
they cutting it off the hind leg. That's why it looked like.
Yeah,
it.
they
now.
It might not be. It might not be beef.
Yeah, it might be lamb.
It could be.
Yeah.
Or goat.
Oh shit! I just unplugged you.
Check. Nah, I'm good.
You should be fine.
Yeah, I never had goat either though.
I had goat when I was in Jamaica. It curry. Was delicious.
Yeah,
it was curry goat.
I've heard all good things about goat, though. I will say.
Yeah, it was delicious, and that's like our filet mignon. That's goat for them in Jamaica. Like that's their delicacy.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You ever had goat?
No. I'll try it.
You try it. What about oxtail?
I haven't had oxtail.
That's my go-to at a Jamaican spot. Yeah,
I never had it.
That's one thing we're gonna run out of oxes soon, because. Cause once we get on something,
it's over.
Once we get on something, it's a wrap. It's a lot. Hopefully the tails grow back on oxen.
I don't think it worked that way. No, I don't think it worked like that.
If not, there's a lot of oxes running around with no tails.
Like, nigga, that's it. Once it's going, it's going. Word. Yeah, I never had oxtail either.
Cause like, what do you do with the rest of the ox?
I guess
you make dog food? What do they do with the rest of the ox?
I guess you can eat it.
We don't
even
want to tell.
There's no way you want to eat an ox.
What is an ox?
An ox is a castrated bull.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's still beef.
Yeah. I know, but it's probably like mad tough.
Because of the... Because
it's just...
Look at that motherfucker.
Like, you don't want to eat that, do you? Oh,
damn, yeah. You've been trying to like
it. They probably make jerky out of it. No,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Or like dog food, right?
Well, where's the tail? I need to see the tail. You try chewing on
they don't. That's the thing. They don't have tails. I wasn't gonna tell y'all they don't have no tail.
Yeah, they're just gonna show it.
Look how thick that is. There ain't nothing on the back of that ox that's that thick.
So what are we really?
Nah, they might have it.
Let me see.
So what does that say? The thing that breaks it down.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's the actual tail.
Maybe it's like the stump of the tail or something.
I don't like that.
That would make sense if it was. Maybe like the back end.
Wait a minute. Would a tail have a bone in it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I just thought it would be muscle.
I think
no, it's not all muscle. It's bone.
Are you sure?
We can cut it off Cali. Check it out.
Nah, because when you think about it, when dogs get their tails clipped, don't no bone go with that?
They probably ain't old enough to have bones in it.
Well, that's a dog. This is an ox.
Man. Oh, look. That's where it's that right there. Show where it come from.
Right
oxtail.
Yeah.
That thing, all that thing do is keep.
Four ribs. A sirloin and brisket. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So the shit I had is some just good shit. Brisket before. Like, that's it. Top side.
Can we have thin rib,
thick rib? All right, so I guess maybe we do eat the rest of it.
Yeah, I don't like. Watch Cats Lee's special. He said there's no such thing as an ox tail.
I'm telling you, man, I don't think that tail got meat in it.
That looks like a lot of fat.
What, the meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like, the meat's not like...
Like, so does it get real tender?
Yeah, it's tender.
Yeah, I don't like the way that looks.
Yeah, I cooked that shit for days.
I'm probably like, cool off the oxtail.
Kind of like a heart. Or a paw. It kind of looks like the bottom of something.
It, like I said, it reminds me of pork neck bones.
The taste of it?
No, the texture.
Oh, I get what you mean. Kind of looks.
And neck bones are really tender.
Yeah, they're really good.
I don't think I had just chicken, right? You never had no neck.
No. hold the neck.
Never had nobody's neck.
Unless hair come with it. Hold the neck. Yeah, I never had an animal neck.
Yeah, my grandma made turkey neck.
Chicken neck
and animal neck.
I think turkey neck bones is too much, man.
They hard to pick, right?
Yeah, it gets annoying. It's a lot more work.
It's got little, like, real little bones in it.
Yeah.
What's that?
The turkey neck. Look at that jaw.
Oh, no. That's the neck. What the dick looks like. That's the neck. Jesus Christ.
Every time you get the turkey, it's in there, too.
Yeah, you got to pull that thing out the inside.
Oh, that's that little bag.
That'd be in there. The neck be in there.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, that's the neck. Well, I think it's the inside. They even putting insides in there, too?
Yeah,
like the gizzard and the liver and all that?
Yeah, so you can make gravy if you want to.
Yeah. Let's get that to the dog. Let's get that to the dogs.
Yeah, let's move to the dog. Damn. This looks disgusting.
What is that?
Boiled
neck. Turkey neck.
You can make it good.
Nah, you gotta put that bad boy down in some rice, man.
I mean, if you take the meat off of the bones.
Look at that over the bowl of rice right there.
Yeah, like that looks good.
There you go.
That's the pork boy over the rice, right?
No, this is the turkey neck bone.
That's turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that right there probably go all the way. That right there, that looked like you're gonna need a cup of water to drink that. I mean, to eat that.
This looked like we Googled Lorena Bobbitt.
To what?
Oh, look at the slow cooker. Where the slow cooker boys at? They look delicious.
What's that? Right there.
Where they go? Yeah.
Right there.
With the potatoes?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I'm going for that.
It's really good, man.
I'm going for that.
I got to ask my dad for a recipe.
I'm just very picky, man.
Neck bones and potatoes.
Nah, but they do say that. Like, that's why when we talk about the muskrat, why they want to eat the meat out the head. Cause that's where all the tender, real tender meat is at.
I don't know if I want to eat muskrat.
Yeah,
I don't know what they do out in LAC.
I seen one before it got cooked before, and I've never eat it before.
My dad be dogging them shit.
The people that love them, right?
Up.
And the people that you'll probably never eat them. You either love them or you'll never eat them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's no in between.
Yeah, I'll never eat them. My dad.
I think if you have the courage to eat it, you're gonna love it. That's what I think.
Fuck that.
Damn, what's that? That looked delicious. What was that, Jay?
Beef neck bones.
Oh, they probably humongous.
Yeah, I don't want nothing neck bone.
You missing out.
Yeah, man. I have a hard time with food sometimes because when my mom was around, right, she would make this fried delicacy that you would dip in soy sauce, and I never knew. I would eat it. I would just enjoy it. I'm like, damn, this is really good. And then as I grew older, I asked her, like, yo, what is this? She's like, oh, this is pig intestine.
Oh. So it was chitlins.
Chitlins?
Hang on, let me see.
Pig intestine is chitlins.
You was going, taking that shit to the Baja.
You was dipping the, so they be frying the chitlins?
Let's see if it'll even come up.
That shit is banned.
Let's try it again.
That's what it looks like.
Bro. That don't look bad though. When it's fried.
Eh.
I don't blame you.
It looked like this.
Yeah, that's chitlins.
Yeah, that's definitely chitlins. My mom dropped that in front of me. I think it's a wonton.
But I ain't never seen nobody fried in Bad Boys though.
I mean, it was good until she told me
anything.
That might be the wave.
That's interesting.
It's
really, I can't believe that black folk that ain't never fried the chitlin. How black folk never
is
fried
that
the chitlin?
Chitlin on a stick?
Yo.
That is, and they whole. They whole boys.
They not even fried.
That's not fried.
They even hiding it.
They not even hiding that it's intestine. You eat it just like it look in the pig.
It says marinated, but it's grilled though.
Sweet.
Look at that. They made a salad.
A chitlin, deep fried chitlin salad.
But look at it though.
What in the Alabama?
That's what that is.
Yeah,
no, exactly. It looked different fried.
I gotta admit that that this one is up there. Don't necessarily look terrible.
No, that's what I'm saying. I look like a nice chicken.
But that's what I'm saying. When I was eating it,
they was fried crunchy 200. Yeah,
yo, like the best crunch.
How you get a crunch in that?
1 kilo pork intestine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm off that though.
Yeah.
What's go over to this one.
Which one?
Right there. I want to see that.
This one?
Right to the right. That, yep, right there.
See, that looked like something you want to sit down and munch on.
Yeah.
They look like fried mushrooms right there.
Yeah.
Damn, Jay, you just opened my mind to some shit.
I can't believe we never deep fried them boys.
I didn't believe it.
Because every time I
mean, I'm never eating them. Yeah, I'm just surprised that ain't no black folk deep frying the chitlins.
I've never even.
It's the first time I heard it.
Yeah, same.
I've only ever seen them stinking in the pot boiling.
Facts.
I might have to bring some in then.
Nah, I'm all right. Actually, you know what? If they look like that, I'll try. Yeah, I'll try. What's the worst that could happen?
I'll try
what you do it like that, J-Ro? You gotta go through the process though.
Yeah.
You gotta clean them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. I'll pay somebody to do it.
Fresh, like
you got. Yeah.
Oh yeah, stick them in the microwave. Like no.
Nah.
They gotta be fresh.
You clean them and do whatever you gotta do to them. I'll bring the hot grease down here and we'll pop them joints right on the shelf. We'll cook them joints right here, fresh on the shelf.
The fried chit is insane.
Nah, for real. Word.
She never told us until later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good, Keisha. Shoot.
It did. I must admit that it didn't look terrible. Let me say this. It looked a lot better than any chitlin I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen regular chitlins.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah.
You've never seen regular?
If you see that, you're probably like, I didn't have it bad.
Yeah, because it still looks like.
Some of us just ate it.
Still look like inside
raw.
Of somebody's body.
Yeah, that looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
that's our version.
Like,
yeah.
Just click on them. Click on the pot.
This pot?
Yeah, look at it down here. That one you was just on, J-Ro. Over.
This one?
Yeah. That's typically what it looks like.
Hog maws.
Some hot sauce on that joint.
Oh, that got the maws and the chitlins. That's the double doozy.
That's the, you really
gonna
That got the that's the intestine and the booty hole.
Mm-hmm. Hog maws.
Yeah, hog maws is the booty hole, right? Mm-hmm. That's the little boy and the big boy.
You just smell the shit.
Look, you ever seen them? You ever seen them get?
That's how they used to cook it. Look at the sink.
You ever seen when they clean them?
That's it.
Like, no, I'm not talking about this portion of cleaning them. I'm talking about cleaning them before they come from the when they come from the slaughterhouse. When they get in the poop out of them.
Nah, I never.
They
saw
just
that.
Squeeze. They just squeeze it like this, and they just squeeze it out. Then they put a hose in there, and then they put them on your table.
That's nasty work.
Yeah.
It show you on the pig where it come from. Yeah, I'm cool off the intestine rolled up on the stick.
Yeah, if I can get the recipe for pork neck bones from my dad, then
I'm all for that. I'll rock with them. I'll pass on the chitlins. Well, I won't say that. If you do it, I'm with it.
Yeah,
I'm not
frying.
Doing it though. I'm not eating them regular.
I have to get somebody that knows how to make it.
I won't let you do that, bro.
I'm not eating them regular.
That's trauma right there.
I'm not eating them regular.
I set you back. Word. That's trauma right there.
Hey, 150 years ago, we had to eat it. I'm going on get the ham.
Word.
Or the pork chop. Like,
I had fried ham sandwiches.
Word up. That's all I look forward to. Ham and eggs the next day after Thanksgiving.
Facts.
Fried ham.
They got ham in them too.
Damn.
They got everything in them.
They do got ham in them, don't they?
It's ham, pork, whatever gelatin is.
Yeah, pork.
It can go back and forth like between pork, beef and...
Like pork fat or something, right?
Yeah, beef and pork.
I ain't Muslim anyway, so...
Oh, I eat pork.
But this has been episode 111. Had a good time. I definitely needed this therapy.
Yes, sir. Facts.
But like we said, we'll see y'all next week. We'll keep y'all updated on what day and what time. But love is love. Peace out.
Peace.